Good morning. 7:51, March the 7th, 2017. I kind of lost the weekend, and I was ready to go out yesterday, but I left a little note on the blog last night. We had a high wind warning, and for good cause, because we had high winds. It was like 50 miles an hour sustained. It picked up every piece of grit and dirt. The sidewalks are gritty this morning. The sidewalks are covered with little pieces of stone and tar and dirt. It's not enough you can actually see it, but once in a while I walk through a gritty place. There's so much grit in the air yesterday. There was visible drifts of dirt streaming across the roads. I wasn't about to walk in that. I can only imagine what that would have done to my lungs, and I don't have a surgical mask or something I could put on, so... Yeah, I didn't walk. So... Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Right. No, Saturday. I walked Friday. I walked the 4th. March 4th. The only date that's also a command. Coming up on Pi Day. Pi Day in the U.S. It's only Pi Day in the U.S. because apparently we're the only country left that has month first. Almost everybody else does day, month, year. And sometime near the end of the month, I think it's the 25th, is the 6th anniversary of talking on my morning walk. Something over 1,300 times I've made the rounds. I'll talk more about it then. Today I don't really have anything to talk about, despite the fact that I didn't talk for a couple of days. I haven't built up anything hot and juicy. The best news is that yesterday morning I spent my entire therapy session yesterday talking about the book and how frustrated I am with the story, and my very patient and understanding therapist found the answer for me, which isn't exactly true. She did kind of gently smack me upside the head for abandoning things that I know. Abandoning truths that I have proven to myself over and over again. And we'll see today whether or not that truth holds once more. The first one is trust your process. I keep trying to make my process something that it's not. I keep trying to make my process so many books a year, so many books a month, so many words a day. It's not my process. It's never been my process. Every time I try to do it, it fails. It's never been my process. Now, I can, for short bursts, write to a timeline like NaNoWriMo, like in a few days, a couple weeks, NovelRama, the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers Group, 4 days to 25,000 words, which is, I don't know, is it 6,500 words a day, something like that. Well, 6,000 a day times 4 days would be 24,000. So I need another 1,000, which would be 250. So 6,250 words a day to get to 25,000 words after 4 days. Now, for 4 days, I can do it. 4 days, I can push everything else off. 4 days. 4 days, I can pit myself against the deadline because I have other people. I don't know whether it's because I have other people riding along with me, it's whether it's because it's a public display, whether or not it's a rarity. It doesn't happen every day. So my ADHD doesn't get bent and bored. So, while that's not my process, I'm still going to try to write 3,000 words a day. Or at least 3 hours a day. And so I've renewed my commitment, I guess is the word. And I'm going to try to do this knowing that I can write to a deadline if I know that it's finite. Jesus, even if I only wrote 1,000 words a day, I'd be so far ahead right now. Which is basically an hour. The problem I have, and here's where this all breaks down, this is where it all goes pear-shaped, is that that's not my process. Because I have to write what happens next. And if I don't know what happens next, there's nothing for me to write, which is where I have been all this time trying to figure out what happens next. I got them to a certain point in the story, 60,000 words into the story, 67,000 words into the story. What happens next? And I don't know. Oh, I didn't know before yesterday. I still don't exactly know, but I have a better feel for what might be going to happen. What the possibility might be for it happening. And part of it goes back to the fact that this is the Seeker's Tales. And so I have Pip and Ishmael. I don't really know what Pip is seeking. And the problem is, Ishmael doesn't really know what he's seeking. And in a certain sense, what he's looking for is something to do for the rest of his life. Which is, at its core, what any of us are doing. What any of us is seeking. And whether we look at it from the perspective of how do we want to spend the rest of our life in terms of relationship, or in terms of work, or in terms of personal satisfaction, in terms of getting to a point where you're not sweating month-to-month, hand-to-mouth existence. Those are all legitimate goals. So I don't know what Ishmael's seeking, other than he's going along for the ride, thinking he's seeking David Pedersen, red herring, persevering. And Pip is looking for something. He's looking for a monk post. He says he's looking for a ship. He says he's looking for a particular ship. The mega hauler. The mythical mega hauler. And I sort of stalled there because I don't really know any of the other characters. The chief is out there. Chief Stevens is out there. What is she seeking? Why is she along for this ride? This is a question that I haven't really addressed. It's a question that I haven't really dealt with yet. I think I know the answer now, thanks to therapist yesterday. Al is there. What's Al looking for? What's Al seeking? Al's quite a lot older. Al's probably getting to the point where she's probably about ready to retire. She was quite a few years older than Ishmael when he first met her in Halfshire. And that was, 25 years before. So even accounting for a longer lifespan, she's got to be 70. Same with Chief Stevens. Chief Stevens got to be at least that. Probably closer to 100. And lifespan is like 140, 150. About double what we currently suffer or enjoy, depending on your point of view. So tons of fun, tons of seeking. And there's another seeker that answers the question that I was been struggling with all this time. So where is the key that unlocks the location? And this is such an obvious, elegant answer that's been staring in the face, and I think that may be why, because I didn't recognize it until yesterday, that may be why I've had so much trouble going down these odd paths, because they're wrong. They're the wrong path. They're not the path. You know, they're the path that somebody like Glenn Stewart might write, or David Weber, or John Ringo, or somebody like that. They're not the path that I should write. They're not Nathan Lowell's stories, Pip getting kidnapped. There's the whole idea of the stuff I write is normal people doing relatively normal things in extraordinary circumstances. I was freezing now the sun, I'm around, I'm halfway back to... Did I slap the monk post? I don't remember. I've come past it. It's such a habit now that I'm not even aware of it. My palm feels kind of stingy, like I might have, but I don't remember. I gotta take this foot down. Five minutes ago, my ears were freezing. 10 minutes ago, my ears were freezing. So, yeah, I know what happens next. And it's not that anything that's terribly exciting, but I know what happens next. And so today I'm going to commit to 3,000 words or 3 hours, whichever comes first. Unless I'm into the story, in which case I'm going to go 4, 5, 6, 10, I don't care. Hours. Today is Monday. I really don't have anything on my calendar for today. No, today's Tuesday. I don't have anything on my calendar for today until I pick up the kid at 4. I have to put the milk order out, which is like a 5-minute job. I could do that this morning. Have it done. Oh, I gotta fix 2 more meals. Three counting breakfast, I suppose. I'm gonna have to go home and fix breakfast. Oh, it's a gorgeous morning, though. After yesterday, it was pretty. It blew, you know, the clouds, the gust front blew past around noon. The winds didn't die down until well after dark. This morning, it's beautiful. It's up above, it's clear blue sky. There's scattered clouds to the north. There's a few off to the south. Here comes the scooter guy. I wonder if I can... Oh, he's going to stop and do his push-ups here, probably. It's a beautiful day. I'm feeling good. Feeling the juice. I unzipped my coat, I pushed my hood back, and now that 30-degree wind is whistling inside my jacket and catching the sweat. Yo. Catching the sweat on my back. That's nasty. That's cold. Oh, well. Somebody threw a soda can on my lawn. I will pick it up. After I crush it. There we go. Toss it in to recycle this. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.